Thank you for listening to this Wednesday edition of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. How are you listening to us? Possibly on digital, maybe FM, Sirius Satellite Radio. And we are available to you all the time online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a farmer calls it quits on at least one crop. And we have the best song in the world today. Our friend Matt Martinez has that for us.
But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
There is more intense fighting in Iraq today. Clashes have been reported in the southern oil city of Basra and in Baghdad as well. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
The city of Baghdad has effectively shut down. In Shiite neighborhoods across the capital, the Mehdi army is out on the streets. They are enforcing a strike. If people open their shops, they are threatened. There have been reports of people being shot as well for breaking the Mehdi army-imposed curfew. The Iraqi government, which is leading the offensive in Basra, is making its employees show up for work, but many are not taking the risk, and many government offices are practically empty. So far today, there have been two barrages of rockets and mortar rounds fired at the heavily protected Green Zone from Sadr City, the vast Shiite slum that is a Mehdi army stronghold. After all-night clashes between the U.S. military and the Mehdi army there, American forces have withdrawn for now.
That was NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from Baghdad. The U.S. Defense Department has admitted that it mistakenly shipped secret nuclear missile fuses to Taiwan more than 18 months ago. Officials at the Defense Logistics Agency sent the fuses instead of four replacement battery packs for use in Taiwan's helicopter fleet. It's unclear how the items were mixed up, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates has ordered a full investigation. The items were sent in August 2006, but Defense Department officials didn't learn about the mix-up until last Friday. The packages had been placed into storage in Taiwan, and officials there only opened them recently. The Reverend Jeremiah Wright, presidential candidate Barack Obama's former pastor, has canceled his plans to speak at three services at a Houston church Sunday. The pastor at the church where Wright was scheduled to speak says he canceled out of concern for the safety of himself and his family. Videos of remarks Wright has made about U.S. policies targeting, quote, people of color, and the September 11th terrorist attacks have been circulating on the internet and news programs and have been widely criticized. Obama has condemned his former preacher's remarks but has refused to repudiate him. Home prices in the U.S. saw the largest drop on record in January. Prices in metropolitan areas declined over 10% from the same time last year. The drop was coupled with a decrease in consumer confidence. A survey of U.S. households revealed that consumer confidence has fallen nearly 12 points in the last month to its lowest level in 5 years. And the Smashing Pumpkins are suing their record label. The group is claiming the record label used their name and music in promotional deals with Pepsi and Amazon without their permission. The group, who are signed to Virgin Records, say the only existing agreement they have with the label covers the right to sell digital downloads. The band's members say the promotion threatened their reputation for artistic integrity. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.